You've got to catch them before you clean them.
Entrepreneurs are the most stubborn, passionate, and creative people on earth. But running a business is tough, lonely, and oftentimes thankless. So how do you keep from going nuts while doing everything necessary to grow your company? Today, you were meant to hear this. Brian J. Pombo helps overworked owners and executives break through the frustrations and rekindle their passion. These are the principles, strategies, and tactics you can use to overcome obstacles and rediscover your absolute dream business. Here's Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian Pombo. Welcome back to Brian J. Pombo Live. I heard a great talk from a friend of mine named Gary, and he was discussing the process of bringing on partners onto his business and the temptation that happens a lot. And this isn't just with partners. You could use the same analogy when you're dealing with customers that you're looking to bring in, whether you're looking to bring on patients onto your doctor's office. It doesn't matter what it is. It's the same thing applies. So often we're looking for an ideal. And a lot of times, you know, as a person that's a strategist, I try to get my clients and partners and people that I'm doing business with to focus on the ideal. And this is, there's a big importance of focusing on the ideal customer, the ideal client, the ideal patient, what have you. By focusing on the ideal, you're going for the top. You're going for the person that's going to work best. It's a best case scenario situation. When you start making that switch, it's really great. But at the same time, you may get caught in this little trick in your brain, which is that you start thinking that the ideal is real, and the ideal isn't real. The ideal is ideal for a reason. It's ideal is, in a perfect world, this is what I would go after. Yeah, and you don't necessarily need to settle for just the plain perfect ideal. What you do is you have a point at which there's a minimum on which they have to meet, but you'll allow a whole lot of differences in that. You have to, because if you don't, you'll go crazy in trying to look for the perfect customer, the perfect partner, and so forth. And I just love this line that Gary said. He said, and I'm sure it's an old saying, I'm sure you can find it in a million different places, but it came to him, and he was using it as he applied this. I thought it was really great, because it's a fishing term. You know, if you're talking about fishing, you've got to catch them before you can clean them. You're not going to be able to clean the fish up and get it ready to eat until you've caught it. And so don't try to change everybody to be your ideal right out of the gate. Don't, you want them to be a certain way in the long run, but a whole lot of that's going to require training or education or information or motivation or what have you, to be able to get them to go from point A to point B. Don't try and look for point B right off the bat. You should look for it, but you're probably going to find someone less than perfect, if that makes sense. You have to catch them before you clean them. Simple idea, not so simple to incorporate into your life, because we're always looking for a perfect situation. We're always looking to fix people before we've started a relationship with them. You got to start that relationship first. Then you can fix them in every way possible over time, if you're patient and you give it time and you let them come to you, in a sense. So hopefully that's helpful to you. I've got strategies that can help you expand your business and overcome competition. It's my book, 9 Ways to Amazon Proof Your Business. You can get a free copy at amazonproofbook.com. That's all I got for tonight. I'll be back here tomorrow. I'm back in Grants Pass, Oregon. It's good to be home. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a good one, and don't forget to get out there and let the magic happen.